I'll have to fill them in. I'll fill them in. It's Wednesday, February the 11th, 2026. It's Fakeologist Show. This is where we talk to Jim Rizzoli and Fake Nukes Phil about media fakery and other fun stuff. Whatever Jim or Phil have on their channel, this is where we review it. And I guess we don't need any more music. How are you tonight? Let's go with Phil first. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. You're very polite about that. Thank you for being here. Jim Rizzoli, hello. Hello, Jim.
Oh, Jim looks like he dropped out.
Oh, no wonder he's not answering. I didn't.
He must be glitching out there in Texas.
I didn't do anything. It wasn't me. It was probably the Jews. Jim Rizzoli, hello. Did the Jews attack your connection or what?
Yeah, I got kicked off somehow.
Well, I think Tel Aviv, they sent me a memo saying, get rid of Jim. just okay. Joking. What's the topic, Boris? I don't know. We don't have a topic. Do we always have to have a topic? Come on.
Well, you sent that email. So what did you want to do with that?
No, that's true. But I know Phil didn't get it, so it's almost like it doesn't count. But there was a big shooting in Canada, nowhere near where I live, 3,000 miles away. So may as well be another country as far as I'm concerned. But I wanted to show Phil and ask Phil about it because
I uploaded one video about it already.
Okay. Did you get the email?
No, but I didn't need to see your email. I just automatically go when I see a fake shooting. I just it's like a osmosis. I know exactly where to go.
Okay, well that's awesome. Okay, let me just see. let me share the Brave screen here because the Brave browser is really good at blocking all the terrible BitChute ads, which I hate. Okay, so where are we here? You got two of them or one?
No. The first one is another shooting that's fake, but the second one is the British Columbia one.
Okay. So let me just take a look at. Let's play a bit of that because most people don't know what I'm talking about. But apparently, we have a very small town in British Columbia, which is a very sparsely populated province. It's the size of half of America. Super big, full of mountains, Rocky Mountains. And in the away, there's only one big city in British Columbia. It's called Vancouver, which is half Chinese. And the rest of it is just very sparsely populated. And apparently, in an area of only 2,400 people, they had a shooting. And I just want to show you on the map where it is just for fun. What is it called? Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia. No one in the world has ever heard of it, including me, because there's so many small towns. You would never, ever.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
No one's heard of it. But when it happened yesterday, I think it was yesterday?
Today, I believe. It was on today's breaking news in my neck of the woods.
Well, when I zoomed in yesterday, it was already on Google Maps. Google Maps always publishes whatever the hell's happening.
They did say it happened on the 10th. And so, but, you know, surprisingly, there's been no family. Well, I uploaded one family member that was not crying. And, you know, I would expect to see more survivors giving interviews. I'd expect to see, especially since it's been 24 hours.
Just want to quickly say, so it's not showing up on Google Maps anymore, but it really was on here where they said Tumbler Ridge shooting. But look how small this place is. It's literally two highways that come together, and all this is mountain. You can see this relief type map. It looks like it's sort of 3D, but look at, you zoom out, look. You zoom out and look where it is. Like, look how big this province is. It's all mountains here and mountains here. Yeah. And we're talking thousands of miles. So this is, it's literally on the edge of the mountains in the middle of nowhere. And
they said the foothills of the Rocky Mountains is what they said.
Yeah, there's the foothills. So this is the eastern side of the mountains here. So it's right on the edge. But look how big this, I want to show you just by comparison. You know, Texas is the biggest state, okay?
Yeah.
So look at Texas. This is the biggest state in the United States. You could put two Texases in British Columbia. That's so it just gives you a little bit of a perspective.
Yeah. It's just vast it's wilderness. It's
totally vast.
Jim dropped out again, and I guess the Jews are attacking his internet connection.
Yeah, really. But look at, you guys think the Rocky Mountains are in the US? Look, most of them are in British Columbia. Look at this.
Yeah.
All mountains. And then some of them spill into Idaho and Montana and Wyoming. And I guess it sort of jumps over to Denver over here a little bit. But look how much you've got over here in this crazy province. Anyway, point is, it's the middle of nowhere. No Canadians ever heard of it. And they have an event. So somebody goes nuts, allegedly, in a tiny little town where I'm sure everyone knows their name. And so we'll just...
Yeah, one of the witnesses here says this, that everybody knows your name,
12-year-old cousin. She described to Omni News the harrowing moments of finding out that her cousin had been struck.
It's very scary. And she's only 12 years old and... You know, fresh into high school, and you know, you don't expect a tragedy like this to impact your family. So we're all just sitting praying that she's gonna make it through.
She remains in critical condition at Vancouver's Children's Hospital. Now, world leaders are also offering their condolences.
I got a phone call this afternoon from my grandparents that there was a shooting at my cousin's daughter's school. And we didn't really know what was happening there because there was a lot of commotion. All that we knew is that it was having to be told later where everyone was going, what was happening. And then we got word that she was hit. And one of the shrapnels went in her neck and in her head. And she was airlifted from Tumbler Ridge to Vancouver Children's Hospital, and that's where she remains now, in critical care. So we are just waiting to hear what the status is.
Obviously, there was a lot of distraught parents who were trying to make their way to the school, a lot of people standing around in shock, trying to figure out what was going on. It's an incredibly small town. It's very close-knit. That kind of activity doesn't happen here very often. Like, it's the kind of town that if you hear the ambulance, you know, start up, everyone perks up because, you know, you just want to know what's going on and you know, you worry about the people that you know, because everyone here knows each other. It seemed like they were letting out the students in small groups. They were being escorted by adults, RCMP, whoever, over to the community center. It was, as far as I could see, very orderly and well-organized. Obviously, the students looked in shock. I talked to a lot of parents who are obviously in shock. And this is going to be something that is going to deeply affect our community for a long time.
I grabbed my camera, I drove down there, and the roads to the school were blocked off. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to start live streaming with my phone. And in the process of grabbing my phone, a bunch of RCMP came in from out of town, probably from Chetwynd. My daughter works at the YMC daycare, and they were sheltering in place along with the Tumbler Ridge Elementary School. To actually have something happen like this is just mind-blowing. Like, I don't know how to, the only way I'm processing it is because I'm processing it through while I wear my news journalist hat.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So if everybody knows everybody in that town, then how come they're not freaking out? Those people sounded like they were bored. It's like, yeah. What are you talking about? These are people you know. And they just slaughtered 9 children in there. And,
It was a school. Yes, let me get this straight, because I'm for some reason I'm getting knocked off of this.
Yeah, the Jews.
This thing.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. But anyway, it's okay. So this was a school shooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I barely know about it, so I'm gonna see if I can pull up some info.
Oh, and also he said that the Royal Canadian Mounties came in from another region. Well, that's because they're. Those are the Mounties that are trained for this drill. And so multiple things about what they were talking about. If you scroll down in the comments, you'll notice that one of my commenters says he knows somebody in the town, and he told me to F off in there. And he told me to F off. It says the black icon. What is that? The
expert witness, I know someone from the town, and this is not fake. Phil, you are an effing jackass. Go effing F your mother. Wow.
You always get the person who, I mean, this town is like a...
But did you click on this person's profile? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah, he actually does upload videos, and but they're just, you know, old 80s rock music.
Do you think this is just a placeholder...
Yeah,
a sock puppet account where they just put meaningless videos that really have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, if I wanted to listen to a Metallica song from 1991.
Oh, wait a second here. This is a new channel. So this person is uploading nonsense for a week.
Yeah.
So this is if you're gonna create a placeholder channel, then this is sort of a clue that they just uploaded it to maybe respond to you, because you are the number one hoax deconstructionist on BitChute. Okay.
Well, that's a big compliment.
Well, who Thank else you. Is? Do you know anyone else? I don't.
Well,
so you can tell these things have no views, or they get everyone in the office to view their stuff. Oh, you got some Epstein stuff here, so it's full of crap. So it's just a sock puppet account where this is where they can launch their attacks on you from. Basically is what I'm trying to get at. Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, that's a bit of a tribute to you. Okay. Oldest trick in the book. I know somebody. So because you know someone in a tiny town, it's automatically real.
And then you also get the people like above him, the people who said, who are saying, when are we going to get these transsexuals and round them all up so they don't shoot up any schools anymore? And then so I responded and I said, you think the shooting is real? LOL. And then he responded, you don't think people die in false flags? I said, no, I don't.
Where was this?
That's the comment right above Mystic. What's his name? And his name is right underneath Gypsy Fox.
Oh, Michigan Hillbilly?
That one. He says that it's a psyop, but people die in psyops.
Oh, I see. Wait.
You always get those people too. Always get those people.
Yeah. Well, they're just confirming that they need anything to confirm it's real. And by the way, I posted a an interview with a guy I never heard of before. I posted an interview with a guy on Germ Warfare's channel, and it's called, his name is Massimo Mazzucco, and he did a movie on the Apollo fake moon landing stuff called American Moon. It's from 2017. I never watched it. It's a 3.5-hour movie, and I usually don't watch movies that long, but I already got a comment from someone named Petra. I think she's been on our show, and she said this guy's controlled opposition too. So yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard of this one?
I think I saw the American Moon, but like you said, it's over three hours long. I think I skimmed through it. You know, I did little 15-minute jumps through it. And I think it's a composition of different, like Bart Sabrell's work.
Yes.
And other people's work that I forget his name, Renee, and the other guys that have debunked the moon landing. And so he just compiles their work and puts it together in a 3-hour thing. And so all that's allowed on YouTube, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Cause he says, oh, we're suppressed on YouTube. You'll never find it if you search for American Moon. So I searched for American Moon, found it right away. If it's on YouTube, then it's approved. I think everyone needs to understand that. If it's not on YouTube or it keeps getting taken off, well, then you can be
I ponder, where is Bart Sabrell turning us? I mean, how is he misdirecting us? Because I agree with Bart is that the moon landing didn't happen, but Bart doesn't go all the way. He thinks the space shuttles are real. And so,
Bart is no good. He's no good. He's, he thinks we went up there, but they faked some of the footage, but he still thinks we went up there. And he also thinks the Van Allen belt is real. Well, if they're lying about one thing, why would the Van Allen belt story be real? That doesn't make sense either. And if it was real, how would they know? Did they send someone up to get fried? I mean, come on, it doesn't make sense.
No, one of their scientists sent up a Geiger counter and took a reading and then transmitted it back to the instruments on the Earth. And so that's how they know the Van Allen belts are real. It's like, yeah, but how, we can't double check that. We can't corroborate that.
We don't know any of that. We don't even know if space is real, because that doesn't even make sense. But our Crime Sinister immediately, before anything happened, was making comments, canceling his trips here and there. And then I even heard on the radio tonight that the president of the Ukraine, what's his name, that gay actor, he was giving his condolences. Like, how, if a worldwide coordinated leadership were giving condolences for something they have no idea what happened, that's to me more proof that this is just and King Charles gave condolences. So, world leaders from the UK, France, Norway, Finland, India, and the UAE contacted him directly. Okay. So this is all more of sort of what I hear. We heard Netanyahu say a long time ago, you know, the guy who's been president of Israel forever at this point, saying, we're going to bring all the stuff that happens in Israel to the world so you guys can experience it. And I guess that's what they're doing.
Exactly. And he was right.
It's a show that's gone worldwide. It's like the Olympics.
Yeah, because everything going on in Israel is just as fake as this shooting.
Well, here's the thing. If, by the way, I keep getting kicked off my computer,
I know.
But I'm on my cell phone now.
Oh, that's better.
That's good.
All right, so anyway,
no one can keep Jim down. He's creative. He's back.
Well, I mean, that's the only way I can get back on is through my cell phone. I keep getting kicked off. Let me make a comment about this. If there are Jews involved, then it's going to go big. Okay.
There's also Catholics involved too, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but like the video the you displayed, I didn't see anybody except for that, maybe that middle woman, the woman that was the school coordinator, maybe she could have been Jewish, but
there's almost no Jews in the interior of British Columbia, I can tell you.
They usually flock to highly populated areas. And they don't go live in the wilderness like this.
But this is a traveling show. So it's like the circus. They can go anywhere. These troops go anywhere. And the whole thing is they bring in their death cult to wherever and everywhere that it's needed. And I guess the agreement with the community is they're going to get paid one way or the other. They're going to get money, whether it be for security, or just about anything else they need, because it kind of releases emergency money for whatever they need. So if they need a new school, if they need new security, if they need their own police detachment, because 2,400 people, there's probably Barney Fife is the only cop in town. Probably. Yeah. You don't need, but we're going to see what, we're going to see why these people agreed to it. And it's almost always because of money, 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 money.
Yeah. And after 36 hours, we should have been seeing more distraught townspeople just freaking out because they know the kids in that school. But I noticed they're really clamping down on the crisis actors. They're not giving us, they're giving us public officials issuing a statement. That's like, I don't want to see public officials issue a statement. I want to see the actual people who are affected by this, you know, freaking out because their family members in there, but they're not giving, because they know they know that's the weak link of these hoaxes.
Okay, here you got your 18. That's Chi, which is sort of a Kabbalistic number. I think Chi, they call it.
Okay.
So we already have the shooter. There you go. That was fast work. 18-year-old female Jesse Von Rootseller. Rootseller.
that's probably a made-up name.
Of course. That's a made-up person, but yeah. So we've already got the suspect. And of course, two gunshot wounds to the head, so they'll never talk. And and apparently two more people, her 39-year-old mother and a brother, 11. So all the numbers, 39, I guess 39 isn't much of a number, but 11 and 9 people died. And it just goes on. And the flag has already been lowered in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, to half mast, and it just goes on and on and on and on. This is why all these people are in it together. The crime sinister, the opposition leader in Canada, they're all praying to this. They're all false witnessing death.
What would you say is the reason why this is happening? That's the most important thing.
Well, Phil, what do you think? Because I think it's the same old, same old.
Yeah, you know, money. I guess it's a successful miniseries on TV. You got people's eyes glued. You got people's emotions are high, and so they're commenting on social media, and all of that generates revenue. But they always want us to send our thoughts and prayers, always. And I think there's something diabolical or sinister about this. Is when they get us to send our thoughts and prayers to something that's fake, it's almost as if we're worshiping a false god.
And it's a witnessing a false god. It brings you down. So if you are in a good mood, it brings your energy down. It brings you to a non-creative, very debased and low energy. Mourning is always a week, so everyone's gonna be mourning for a week. It'll bring in money. I think you also have to wait after these events to see what happens, because there's always going to be because of this, we're doing this, because of this, we're doing that. Or we're unleashing hundreds of millions of dollars that otherwise would never happen. And then they bring up the old things. We've seen this before. École Polytechnique in Montreal, which is a long time ago, the Islamic Cultural Center of Quebec, La Loche, Saskatchewan, Humboldt, which was when the hockey guys allegedly died at an intersection, Nova Scotia, blah, 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 mass casualty. So it brings in money, it brings in mourning. Here's a laundry list of all the phony events.
Yeah, so I agree. We have seen this before. And he just listed all the other phony events. That's the little detail that he doesn't tell you.
But, you know, all these world leaders worship at the same false idol. They all of them, they're all in on it. Trump, all the congressmen, all the leaders of the whole world. This is a worldwide cult. That's a real thing.
Well, it's odd because they brought a transgender thing in here.
Where is that?
The shooter is supposed to be transgender.
Here we go.
Get all the right wingers. So the right wingers who should be calling this out. Because, you know, they're considered the conspiracy theorists. But the right wingers jump right on board with it, saying, we got to get rid of these transgenders. And it's like, dude, the whole shooting is fake. It's like,
well,
I want to play a little bit of this video because you guys probably didn't watch this, but we're going to go to Fakotube right now. And this is why I like my particular show, because I try and bring in people from all different pieces of expertise to put this puzzle together. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Jim, you got you, I got Mr. E, and you guys all bring in these different pieces, and I'm trying to assemble it in front of everyone. So let's watch the transgender angle, because this is a fresh video by Mr. E, who's from Minnesota, and he's going to tell you what Trump's role in all of this is, because I hope that you guys kind of agree with there's something very wrong with the entire Trump family. So let's just watch a bit of this one.
So here. What does Donald Trump mean when he says he's against transgender for everybody? Why does he say this exact phrase so many times? So let's listen to a few examples. He has said this many, many times and continues to say it. Transgender for everybody. Let's look at a few examples.
Playing in women's sports. We don't want to have transgender for everybody. Transgender for everyone. They want open borders. They want men playing in women's sports. They want transgender for everybody. They never stop.
So I think I just realized what he means by this. He's against transgender for everybody because it's not for everybody. This is an ancient occult ritual that's only for the elite.
With the borders, with transgender for everyone, men playing in women's sports, and so much more.
He's against transgender for everybody, but he is for transgender for certain people, for the initiates, for the apprentices, for those in the club. But you notice every time he talked about the same three things. It was open borders, transgender for everyone, and men in women's sports.
They still want open borders. We're having a fight over men in women's sports, if you believe it. You would have thought they would have learned that it's not a good issue. And we have a fight in transgender, as you know, transgender for everybody. And that, when you talk medically, that's a lot of money, too. That's a lot.
Anyway, I won't play the whole video, but I love Mr. E and you and all our researchers, because we find patterns. And I didn't know that Trump is saying the same three things over and over again. But Mr. E found him saying it over and over again. And what he's trying to say is transgender is for only the elite, including his entire family and cabinet and all the people in government. Look at these females.
I think Mr. People always
think there's something creepy about these people. And they say they're aliens, but they're not saying what Mr. E is saying. They're possibly all reversos. Does this not look like the Addams Family to you?
Sort of. I like Mr. E's work on the Kennedy family. He showed that all the women had plastic surgery. It's almost as if they have a plastic surgeon living with them in their mansion. And so it's certainly, when you look at his photographs, there's something very odd about all the Kennedy women. And so,
well, look at the Trump family.
Yeah.
This is the so-called first family of the United States. Look at them. When you see them all together, there's something off about every one of them. Maybe not the children so much.
Well, you know,
but what are we looking at?
Somebody could certainly see a lot of things off about, you know, me, but
no, I know, but you're not in power. There could be something wrong with all of us, but we're not in power. This is the point he's trying to make. It's not transgender for everyone, like he was saying. Maybe it's just for the chosen ones, and this is well documented. So I just wanted to bring it up because they bring it as a point just to aggravate people, and everyone takes their side. The left takes their side, like you said, and the right takes their side. But maybe that's just to throw us completely off by not looking at the people at the top. And you know, they make fun of people at the top, whether it be and they make fun of the idea, like the the president of France and his husband, you know, mm-hmm. they put Candace Owens and Megyn Kelly, who make fun of it, when they themselves mm-hmm. are quite transpicious. Do you see what I'm saying?
Transpicious.
Yes, transpicious. Why would somebody who is what a perfect cover? You're making fun of transgenderism, and you yourself might be transgender. Who would have suspected that the person making fun of it is actually transgender themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Most people would never consider it. It's like, well, I don't want to say directly with you guys, but who else makes a bigger stink about the Jews than maybe the Jews themselves, as you say, or the Jesuits or whoever, you see? Why mm-hmm. draw attention to it anyway?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly is there's something to that. Absolutely, the androgyny thing.
Well, it's part of this ancient Judaic tradition. The I think another podcast I was listening said there's three books, the Talmud, the Torah, and the Kabbalah. There's sort of a trilogy, I would say.
Well, it goes back to the creation story where God yeah. created everything, but God didn't have a wife, right? And so what's going on here? You know, right. And so
yeah, that's a good point. where did they come from?
Well, only the Catholics think God has a wife, right? They say Mary is the mother of God.
Yes, but that didn't come till much later, you know, long after the 7 days of creation. And so, I mean, we know during the first 7 days of creation that the Catholic Church was not created, or I guess in some roundabout way, they'll figure out a way of saying that it was created on the second day or the third day or something. I don't know, but still you have 2 days. Or who was God's wife on the first day when he created the heavens and the earth? You know, it's like, you know, he wasn't married yet. And so, yeah.
Yeah. Divine conception and all that. So yeah, when you bring it to reality, the story is kind of full of holes.
And remember, he created Adam in his own image, but right. Adam was created without a wife in the beginning. And yeah. so he created Adam in his image, but Adam didn't have a wife. And then it says later, he said, God says it's not right that the man should live alone. So let me, you know, create a wife for him. It's like, well, why didn't you just do that from the beginning? You know, you should have just created both of them at the same time. And so
I like this comment at the top, the United States of false witnessers, which is a sin, by the way, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah. Bearing false witness. I think.
So, ninth commandment.
Yeah. And that's all they do. All they do.
Yeah.
False witness all over the place. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that story. And you made your comment on Apollo 17, Apollo, whatever that movie was that I was talking about. Where is it here? Apollo, American Moon. So you've seen that, and
yeah,
even though he says he's debunking the moon debunkers, you're saying he himself needs to be debunked, which is really interesting to me.
Well, yeah, I personally, I think it's all fake. I don't think we have satellites. I don't think we have the International Station up there.
But do you think his movie is to distract from the real debunking?
So he says he's
a debunker. You see what I mean?
Is he debunking Bart Sobrell, or is he debunking the moon landing?
Well, he's debunking the moon landing footage. But I listened to the whole interview. He didn't really go into anything other than that the images are fake because he's a photographer.
Okay.
And there's no way the pictures are real because he's a photographer, and these are the inconsistencies and the Hasselblad. He uses the Hasselblad, and there's no way any of the story could be true if based on what they say. So
he's Marcus Allen. That's the guy, the professional photographer who's made videos showing how these I remember his name because it's the same as an NFL star here in the States.
Well, Marcus Allen used to be on my show from the very beginning.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Was he a, he was the photo expert, right? And he
debunked No, I don't think he was a photo expert. He was just a conspiracy guy like talking about 9/11. So unless you're thinking of somebody else.
Okay, yeah, we'll have to double check. It's been a while since I've been in that genre, but yeah. I've been doing other things and
well, that's okay.
So I uploaded this doorbell video. Yeah,
let's go back to your stuff.
This Nancy Guthrie, I think, is probably the most important thing I did this week.
Okay, and, where do we go here?
So it's the fifth one. Yeah, that one. And so they released this. This is the guy. This is the guy that kidnaps Nancy Guthrie. Okay, and they got the doorbell. They got the Ring doorbell video of him. And so, you know, so he's going to the
boxing glove.
Yeah, he's going to the front door to kidnap an 84-year-old woman.
Right.
But the point is for the past week I've been showing my face on camera. And I've been joking about housing Nancy in my spare bedroom. And I've been saying this on camera. Basically I know this story is a hoax. And so I'm daring them, saying, what are you going to do? And so this video comes out of this doorbell camera and it kind of looks like me. I mean, it's kind of the same height. And
wait, you're saying they made a psyop of the guy doing it after you? This looks like you?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is why isn't the FBI banging down my door right now? Because I've been on the internet joking about having Nancy in my spare bedroom. And then now they release the video and that guy could be me. I mean, you know, it's, mm-hmm. I fit the description and it's because I know that I can't be arrested for a hoax. And no matter how much I claim on the internet that I'm complicit with it,
right?
But that the whole thing is a hoax, and that's why I was joking about it, is because come and get me, and as of right now they have not come and gotten me. Oh, because this story is still unresolved. They still have not found this guy on this doorbell ring video, and so he's still on the loose.
And all right, we gotta call her in her film.
Okay, call her in her.
34 seconds.
All right, caller in, or where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, this is 91 Oki.
91 Oki, hello.
Huh.
Hey, I was wondering if you heard of or seen at the gas station or check out, they have these fancy chocolates that are like $15 and they're called Dubai chocolate.
Okay. Is it dark chocolate? Because I like dark chocolate.
Yeah, I don't really know. There's just all kinds. People say it's nasty. It's from India or whatever. But anyway, someone was saying something I thought was interesting about. They're doing that. They're pushing that product out so that when you search that word, mm-hmm. it detracts from the whatever, the people there, the Arabs or whatever, that get these women and like, poop on them and all that stuff. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, that's kind of a debased there. It's pretty gross. If what you say is true. Okay.
And it's like the movie Frozen. So you type in the word Disney Frozen.
Yeah.
Like he's been frozen, but you just get the movie now.
Okay.
So something like that. I don't know. Just a side comment.
Okay. What do you think of what we're talking about though, Oki?
I completely agree with it.
Okay. What do you think? Okay.
Well, that's why you're here. Yeah. Do you believe they change the algorithms by manipulating the keywords? Absolutely.
By introducing new things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Promoting it. And.
Well, send me a link anyway. To what you're talking about. Maybe show me some examples of typing whatever that chocolate bar is and how it brings up. Whatever you're saying, if you want. I've never heard of that. But, I know what you're talking. I do know what you're talking about when they take keywords and then they bring you to what they want you to see.
Yeah.
All right, Oki. All right.
Well,
thank you.
Show. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, 91 Oki. Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
heard from him before.
No, he called me before. I think he called at the end of one show when it was over, and I said, well, you got to call in earlier if you want to bring up your point, but okay, we'll talk to anybody for a while anyway. This is your video on.
Yeah, that's where I just aired that doorbell video, and I explain how I've been joking about this all week, and and now I resemble the guy who rings the doorbell, and so why isn't the FBI bashing down my door right now? It's because I called their bluff, because I knew the story was a hoax from the beginning, and I knew they weren't going to come arrest me, even when I'm joking about having Nancy in my spare bedroom. I know, you know, because they, you can't arrest somebody for a hoax. And here it is. And like I said, as of right now, I'm still a free man. I went to work today. I painted a house, and the FBI didn't come get me there.
Well, you're not. I guess you're not part of the charades. That's why they're not.
Well, yeah. And so that's my power, is because I'm just a low level handyman, and I'm not a college graduate, and so I can use that. Most college graduates are afraid of losing their status, and so what they do is they don't see the obvious.
So you don't have a status to lose, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and so that's my
good way to be.
That's my strength, and so I try to flex my strength on these hoaxes when they bring them out. And just to call their bluff. And so that's basically what I did.
And you think they're watching, so they're doing tributes to you, you know, in their
own way. I don't know. Because this guy does kind of fit my stature. But I don't think so. But
well, you're supposed,
coincidence,
but by your theory, it's going to be a typical white male that's responsible for this. It's not going to be a Mexican or any minority. It's going to be your theory is, it's going to be just a one of those disappearing white males that's going to be
one of the guys on one of the news programs did an up close analysis of the eye behind the ski mask. And I think he said that it was dark eyebrows. And
that's good analysis.
With is consistent with a, you know, a
Mexican. A news guy is doing the analysis?
It was an expert. They brought in a photo expert, or, you know.
Of course.
They call him a former FBI analyst, you know, and they come in, they are a guest on a news program, and they slowed it down, and they're seeing.
They zoomed in on the eye and said, it's got to be a Mexican.
They said it sort of looks Latino. Yeah.
Well, I mean, statistically speaking, if Mexico is taken over the territory the United States bought off during the Spanish-American War, or whatever the time is, then statistically speaking, it should be a Latino, because you, as you say, that's the majority population in your area anyhow, and in Arizona.
Yeah.
So it would stand to reason. It wouldn't be much of a stretch, is my point.
No, and that's fine. All I'm saying is that I could go on the internet, show my face, and say I am harboring Nancy Guthrie in my spare bedroom, and they won't do shit. And I know they won't do shit, because the whole thing's
Much, if you did have her, how much would you charge to release her?
Oh, in that one video, I released my demands. I said, I will not release Nancy until Western Europe is restored to its natural state of the 19th century. If only until Western Europe.
Well, they're going to have to get into a time machine if they want to go back into 100 years ago. I don't think that's going to happen, Phil.
Well, I present my remedy. I say that all the foreigners that have gone there and have lived 5 or 10 generations in Europe, well, they can just pack up and go to America, because America can be the melting pot. And I myself, I've lived 10 generations here in America. Well, I'm willing to pack up and sell my house and get an equal size house somewhere in the south of Spain. And
now you just want to warm. Yeah. I don't think that's happening. I think you're hearkening back to a fantasy. It's over. I mean,
I think Europe should be restored back to its naturals. I call it the natural state. In other words,
I know, but it's you can't go back, Phil. It's over. I mean, they've lost you've lost the population minute, war.
I know.
Okay, who's calling in and what's your name?
Willard from Florida.
Willard from Florida. Yeah, we're going to have to get a song for you. You're a regular caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, regarding the song, if what's it called, Portal Complex? If you could throw in, for my voice, a phrase, the grand occult conspiracy to turn us all into cybernetic mystery zombies. I think that would fit in nicely there. I got.
I think you're going to have to commission the guy. You're putting a lot of requests in.
Yeah, I'll take the super off the last time. That'd be fine. Okay, tell me what you think of this now. You guys just got to talk about this gunman, right? And gun person in British Columbia. Right?
Sorry, you're breaking up. We're talking about.
Oh, it might be Jim's phone. I see Jim's microphone.
We're talking about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the Tumblr Ridge event in British Columbia. That is correct.
Okay, and the suspect was transgender.
Well, that I never heard that. Phil said that, but I haven't read that yet. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because it is the victim slash perp of the year, of the last couple of years, yes.
Okay, so now we got Savannah Guthrie, IPS, said last night there was a connection where she quoted Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
Okay. Silence of the Lambs is a movie about transgenderism.
Yes. Is it really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Buffalo Bill. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. His victims he chose were women because he'd take the skin off and wear them so he could be a woman.
Oh, right. I remember that sickness. Okay.
Yeah. It was a pretty warped movie.
Very warped.
When I saw it, and then when I saw that at the Academy Awards, he was nominated and swept it. You know, there
it's about as degenerate as you can be. That movie.
So, do you think it's a coincidence that this reference with Savannah Guthrie has to do with this movie? It's about transgenderism.
I saw the cinematic parallel. And because I've been thinking this Savannah Guthrie thing is a movie from the beginning, and I thought it was very appropriate that they would invoke another movie from 1991. That's The Silence of the Lambs. But I didn't get. But yes, Buffalo Bill was one of the first transgender type of villains that Hollywood put out, and so I didn't get that angle, but. But yeah, it certainly can be. I mean, you know, I look at Savannah Guthrie, and I don't know what even her mother. I don't even know what gender they could be. I seriously don't.
And, so are you saying Savannah Guthrie is transpicious?
Trans.
It's a real word. We made it up.
Yeah.
Now here's the story that you were talking about. Here's another story on the CBC, the Canadian. Propaganda network in Canada. It says here, McDonald said Van Rootseller, identified as female but was assigned male at birth. So, you know, here's the media promoting this absolutely completely warped concept that you're assigned. Who assigns you?
Yeah.
I thought an assignment is something a teacher gave to you.
Mm-hmm.
They give you an assignment. So they were assigned male at birth. No, you're born with male parts, at least mostly male parts. Then you're a male. There's no assignment. It just is. So here we go. So
yeah.
Well, the officer said police have not found any note yet. Does that mean that we're going to get a manifesto? Because I think that is important.
Well, the last transgender that shot up the Nashville school, they left a manifesto, and they didn't release it till like 2 months later, and by that time everybody had moved on, and I can't remember what that manifesto said, but yeah, I'd have to look up the
Here we go again. Officers recovered a long gun and a modified handgun. Of course, don't forget, we don't actually allow handguns and guns for most people. It is difficult to get. You can't just wander into a gun store and get one. We don't have gun stores here. It's very difficult. And I know this because a good friend of mine is a gun expert at this point, and he tells me what he has to go through and how easy it is to lose your license. If you're lucky enough to get one, neither of these weapons was registered to this person whose firearm license expired in 2024. So they have all this information within 24 hours. And here's another 22. They got the calls at 2:20, 22, and police officers arrived at the school within 2 minutes. Okay. In a small town, how many police, again, 2,400 people, how many people are going to be on the ready to rescue? It just seems just ludicrous. Unless their facility is right next door. Anyway, you have the whole story here broken down. So they basically, it's Scooby-Doo justice. They know everything within minutes or within 24 hours.
Well, the whole story has all been put together. Yeah. So whatever story they get, it's been handed to them. Exactly. So they're just telling you what the story is.
Yeah, the media is, they're leaking it out in a controlled way. They have the whole story, and they make it seem like it's coming out as the information's being learned, but it's literally on a timer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I believe so.
And there's another thing to tie in. There's supposedly a show I never watched it called Dawson Creek.
Yeah. Okay, I've heard of it.
It's a pretty big show. I don't know if it's a big show in Canada or the U.S. or both. And allegedly, one of the stars from Dawson Creek
just died.
You know about that, Jim. Well, Jim, you're
up to date. He died of cancer, they said.
Huh. And what was his name? Let me look. Because for some reason, I thought it was a Dutch name. And look at the name. James Vanderbeek. Mm. Now, who's the suspect? Who's the suspect in this other TV show they call a shooting? It is, I already forgot what it is. It's Van Rootseller. So what are the chances? Are there that many Dutch people hanging around British Columbia?
How many root sellers are there?
Yeah.
And a root seller.
Or Vanderbeeks even. Yeah, it's a Hollywood name. Yeah, it's a...
Yeah.
It's
funny, yeah.
It's, yeah.
Now, a root seller, I had to look it up because I don't think I have a root seller. But a root seller, since we're looking up words and what they mean and all that crap, a root seller, fruit seller, or earth cellar is a structure usually underground or partially underground used for storage of vegetables, fruits, nuts, and other foods. Its name reflects the traditional focus on root crops stored in an underground cellar, which is still often true, but the scope is wider as a wide variety of foods can be stored for weeks to months, depending on the crop and conditions, and the structure may not always be underground. So, okay. So sometimes they make their names up to mean something. I'm not quite sure what this means, but it is kind of amusing.
How stupid are we to believe it?
Well, that's true. But they do put thought into these names. And the fact that this guy dies of bowel cancer, I mean, come on. We're really getting kind of...
Are you saying he's a death faker?
I would say.
Well, I believe a lot of these Hollywood people fake their deaths.
Well, I don't say they fake their own deaths. They're faked for them. The persona dies. So anyone in Hollywood that's promoted that suddenly dies, there are reasons for the timing. Whether they really die or not remains to be proven. Well,
politicians are also personas. One could argue that politicians are also Hollywood actors.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah, we fully believe that.
When the politicians, quote unquote, get assassinated, well, then their persona is dying.
Absolutely. Orson Welles said something very famous. And Let me just see if I can find it here. I think I played it for you before, but I'm trying to be really quick so I can tie it in. Here it is. Orson Welles. Remember, he said this. So this goes along with what you just said.
I don't think politicians are natural crooks.
Not all of them.
No, I don't think most of them are. I think they are actors. And actors are neither men nor women.
Androgynes.
Actors belong to a third sex. Actors are actors. And one aspect of it is the political game.
Anyway, he said they're a third sex. I love that.
Yeah.
So what the hell is he talking about? There's no three sexes.
Well, it's strange. Unless
you're an androgyne.
Yeah.
Which means you're a mix of both. And he just said they're men and women. They're a mix.
It explains these weird marriages we see in Hollywood and how sometimes they last so long and you wouldn't expect it to last so long is because they're androgynes. And it's like, and all the marriages have been arranged. It's almost like for the show.
They're showbiz marriages. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not real marriages where they're making children. And it's like you said, it's Hollywood. It's complete bullshit. Sorry to swear. Sorry to cuss there.
Willard, drop a dollar in the jar.
Yeah, really. Drop a jar. Willard, anything else? Are we making sense?
Well, it's in the past week, you had at the Super Bowl that fella in the Hannibal Lecter mask, the player.
Right.
You had Ed Bunny, who's known for being gender fluid and wearing dresses at halftime, and he's saying about the Americas. You know how you said Gulf of America and joining the Americas?
Yeah.
That's what his message was at the Super Bowl, what you guys were talking about.
And he was cussing up a storm in Spanish, which normally would get everyone in trouble if it was English. But since no one, I guess, in the FCC understands Spanish, he got away with it.
Yeah, I looked up the lyrics to the songs in the set list, and I don't recommend them for the faint of heart. But
it was supposed to be obscene. The lyrics were obscene.
Yeah,
and the
so what's up with that? What's with the double standard?
It's a big FU to the American. Well, what am I saying? It's a big FU to the Confederates. That's what I'm saying, because the Yankees loved this stuff. And so there's the war is still against the Confederates. The average Southern man who just simply works an honest day's work and just wants to be left alone, and that's who the war is against. And so I see echoes of the Civil War all through today's propaganda. It's all throughout. And
all right. By the way, you want to know what the reason for the shooting is? Well, they're still trying to continue to whittle away the number of guns available to legal firearm licensees in Canada. So you can see, you'll just see a furthering of the acceleration of banning this gun and that gun until there are no guns. So it's just a continuation of the campaign. It's an ongoing campaign. A campaign can last for years or decades. It'll come to the United States eventually, somehow, some way. But in Canada, which is part of the British Empire, it's certainly more accelerated, I would say. So you'll see another. You'll just see another list, and I'm sure whatever gun they said this so-called Dutch-rooted person used, I'm sure it'll be on the list too. Whatever it is.
Maybe they'll have a ban on root cellars.
Yeah, root cellars. Yeah, exactly.
Cannot can your own food and put it in a root cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we asked for a PSYOP, and we're in Canada here, so we got one. We asked for it.
Many parallels with this one, with that Nashville Covenant shooting.
Yeah,
and many parallels.
We get really lousy ones, by the way. Our PSYOPs suck. So we get really low-grade versions.
Yeah.
You guys get the big ones because you guys are 10 times the size. You got a much bigger audience. Okay, Willard, thanks for calling. We're going to take one more call.
You're welcome.
Good night. Thank you. Good night. Okay, caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, Fakeologist. Hey, Fakeologist. Hey, Jim. How are you doing?
Hi.
Jay, hello.
Hey, I was listening to you.
I'm ranting.
About the Super Bowl thing and everything. It is an attack on it, but I don't think in the way you see it. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the Confederates used Baghdad, Mexico, during the war to ship out their cotton to get money when they flew it on a Mexican flag?
There's a Baghdad in Mexico?
Yeah, like right across from like Brownsville, right there on the border.
There's a Baghdad in Mexico. Wow, okay, that's news.
It's a port called Baghdad, yeah, something okay. like that. And they shipped out their cotton through there, and it would go through the Union blockade because it had a Mexican flag. But yeah, the PSYOP is all, it's just like, you know, with the shooting in Canada, it's just like what Columbine in the 90s, it's the same old play just to demoralize us and to attack the people they attack. That's why, Phil, you're right about the ICE thing too, because like most of them are not even what they want to portray as like white supremacists. A lot of them are like black.
Oh, they're just glowies.
They're
military. They're glowies.
Because didn't you say you went to school? Or you were in school or something when the Columbine happened, you saw like a big old, like, I was like in elementary. So I saw like them going after guns and any kid who like liked any type of even shooting games or something.
Oh,
was like, oh, why do you like that? Why? Oh, is there something wrong with you? And how was it for you, though, when you were?
I remember, yeah, Columbine. And at the time, of course, I thought it was real. But as I've gotten older, I've realized it's impossible for two 18-year-old kids to do a suicide pact. I mean, because suicide is forever. And one of the kids is going to say, hey, you know what? I don't think I want to kill myself over just so that we can go into a school and shoot up some random people, you know. But to get two people to want to go all the way and commit suicide for something like that, is statistically astronomically impossible. I mean, it's statistically astronomically impossible to get one person, a lone gunman, to do that. But to get two people together, you're talking about, you know, lightning striking seven times kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So
did you say the same narrative about the Oklahoma City bombing with McVeigh? Like he learned the true history of the Civil War and then everything. And then they make you, how did you say that narrative? How did you say it? Like they make it seem like if you want to know the truth, then you're some type of violent extremist.
Here's the thing. Adolf Hitler and said the same thing. Not today, not tomorrow, but one day the world will know the truth and my spirit will rise from the grave. Now we get people that say that the South will rise again. Well, that's said in the same context that Adolf Hitler said that. And so it's not like the Third Reich is going to rise again. It's not like the Confederacy is going to rise again. What's going to rise is the truth, is people are going to learn the truth about what happened in the South. They're going to learn the truth about what happened in Germany. And that truth cannot be stopped because it's unstoppable. It's like a weed. The truth keeps popping up. You try to kill it. You try to kill it, but it keeps popping up. This truth will always pop up, and South will rise again. Meaning we will learn. And those cotton ships that were leaving Brownsville.
Baghdad is part of Matamoros, Mexico. I never heard of Baghdad.
Now, if that story is true, then what happened is once war broke out, the Confederates took control of the cotton plantations, and they began to sell the cotton for themselves. But prior to the war, the Confederates were not making any money on that cotton. And so
It was going to the North in Texas. So the South still has no infrastructure. Yeah. The South has no infrastructure.
Well,
still, hardly.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think there's more to it than that, too. I posted a podcast. I don't know if you guys agree with it, but it's all about the money system. You know, the more I get into studying the markets and currency, the more it all ends up being back to the banks, because the banks own and run everything. And if the North really was trying to get their own currency, and British and England and
they needed the cotton.
I know, but they were aligned with the South. The South was selling their cotton to the textile mills of England. and they didn't want to break that financial link.
Well, so who were the Southern bankers who were getting rich off this sale to England? Because all the bankers are in New York City, and so if there were bankers that were getting rich from it,
it wasn't just that, it was who was controlling the currency. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's New York City.
Yeah, they wanted their own currency, and they wanted to get. I really think that the banking angle is really worth looking into. And if you want to listen to a podcast that talks about it, you know, it ties in your whole idea of Judaism and Christianity and all that, and the Rothschilds. If you want to listen to something interesting, there is a podcast, and I'm going to try and have this guy on my show. It's called The Cult of the Chosen Ones. He wrote a book. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything he says, because I think he thinks JFK was killed. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't minimize the concept, the idea of what he was talking about. It all comes down to currency. Who controls the currency? Who's going to run the economic system of whatever jurisdiction? I think the Civil War had way more to do with who was going to align themselves with the king and who was going to align themselves with a new jurisdiction with a new currency. And yes, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my comment.
That's Jay, thank you for calling in. And thanks everyone for joining tonight. Thanks, Jim, and thanks, Phil. I appreciate you guys coming on. And I didn't try. It wasn't me killing your connection. I think, Jim, you proved it was your phone, your computer, not your phone, because your phone seems to be good.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah,
I think you need a new. You need to work on the computer. Maybe that's
very suspicious.
I'll find out next week.
Okay.
You'll find out. All right. Well, thanks everyone for joining in. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for all your work. Thanks for doing the Tumblr Ridge thing, because I think the story will be over by tomorrow. So thanks for bringing it
up. Yeah.
And looking into it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be much more to the whole story.
I don't know. They're not bringing out any crisis actors. It's like they want it to go. Yeah, like you said, they want it to go away. They're not bringing out the family members that are pretending to fake cry on TV.
We're cheap in Canada. They're not going to pay anyone to do that here.
Okay.
All they're going to do is give you the story. Uh-huh. That's it. They're not going to spend any time or money into it. This is Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that kind of thing here. So maybe you're going to get a few more nibbles and bites, but overall, they just want to you to leave it. They want to leave it to your imagination, I would think so. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will put some more effort into it. But in the meantime, you got the Savannah Guthrie thing. I hope you guys solve that soon or not. Yeah.
Well, you know, if they want to question me, I'm right here. You know, come get me. You know,
we'll get ICE to arrest Phil.
Yeah.
And take him away.
And I'll have a verifier filming it saying, Happy, where's your warrant? Where's your warrant? Don't.
Well, I was watching Nick Johnson. He is in the most highly emigrated to state in the union, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And he went to a new housing development and he was indicating that most of the people working on all the houses were probably Mexican or Central American. And the minute he got his camera out, they all got in their van and drove away. So, I mean, the thing is, ICE can't work too efficiently because all the businesses will collapse without all these workers that they're probably paying under the table. So
exactly.
There is a business angle to it, is there not? And they're going to complain to their congressman and say, listen, you want us to build anything and you're kicking out all our workers? You can see where the problem's going to...
It's just a show to draw emotions.
They're not kicking anybody out. I'm telling you, they need the workers.
It's just a play upon people's emotions. It's all what it is.
Just like I don't think there's any extra traditional people in Europe to come to America, I don't think there's any traditional Americans left. They're gone. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't want to be negative about it, but I really think that there's a business behind all these so-called illegals. So they're not getting rid of them. They're not going away.
Nope.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow's Lynn or Tell, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.